Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Round of applause for us all. Here we go. And we've got our second special guest of the new Sloppy Joes 2.0. He is Josh Jones, comedian, and we thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I feel like we've got so much to get through from the top of the show.
Yeah.
Yep. Just going through some of Josh's highlights of his career.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
To the fact that he has also been on the back pages of some of the newspapers in the sports section. Oof. To do with Manchester United. There, so that ticks a lot of our boxes.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't really know it was a big United thing, but I do.
Well, we try and move away from United, don't
we?
A little.
We don't really talk about football on it.
Well, I last year, because my brother's a United, well, my family are United fans, I'm not that bothered. Okay. Although I did work at Old Trafford about 10 years ago.
What did you do?
I had a big cooler bag of beer and I had a little bum bag and I had to stand there and go, £4 a bottle. So I did work there when I was
I've been to Old Trafford a fair few times. I've never seen that happen.
It was about 10 years ago. Was it? It still happens.
Did you do a lot? Did you sell a lot?
Did you sell a lot?
Yeah, I sold okay. It was easy as well because it was... Everything was £4, so it was only 4 times 10.
Yes, you didn't have to do too many. I didn't know.
Yeah. So it's good. But then people used to just do down it because you couldn't take the bottles in the
That's true.
Ring.
The
Coliseum.
The Coliseum.
Yeah, you can't take the bottles in the Coliseum.
So people used to buy them and then just neck them in front of you.
Yeah. But my dad tried to, my dad took me to United when I was a kid to try and get me into it. My family have tried for a long time, but
what's the closest you think you've been into it?
So last year my brother took me to Wembley and it was Man United versus Brighton.
FA Cup semi-final, I believe.
And I've told this story on stage because I was genuinely conflicted about which one to choose from as a gay man, queuing United or Brighton. And I say I'd go with United because I'm more northern than I am gay because I've had more pies in my mouth than cocks. But I did go, so we went to Wembley. And then, because I took a photo of me and my brother at Wembley, I put it on my Instagram. And then there's a thing called Match of the Day X.
So it's them trying to be cool, isn't it?
This is where they bring in Jermaine Genius.
Yeah, so
they bring in the slightly younger
but
crowd.
I didn't know who we... I said to my brother afterwards, I was he's a nice guy, that presenter. I didn't know he was a footballer. Yeah. I'd never met...
So you went straight to... Did you see
you in the studio?
Guys?
No, So the day after United and Brighton, I got a phone call from my agent. So the day after I went to Wembley, can you be on Match of the Day X? The day after, so 2 days after Wembley, I were on Match of the Day. And then they were asking me, they asked me if I can come up with my all-time favourite United squad, my favourite team choosing from the alumni. So I had to pick my favourite 11 players from whatever.
Yeah.
And then I just came up with a list. I sent my brother the list. My brother was like, no. And I was like, I'm doing it. So I sent the list and then put it on. But they put it on the official Match of the Day Twitter, which has over 3 million football fans on it.
Shit.
And the channel were happy because they've never had that much comedy.
Engagement.
Yeah, and it went through the roof. And then it was took on by newspapers, and my dad was pissing himself because it was newspapers in other languages as well. And it was basically all of them was gay comedian chooses football team, United's fans outraged, I piss everybody off.
Jesus.
Obviously I don't care about football, so I find this
amazing.
I find it so funny, and I don't even have Twitter anymore, so it didn't wasn't affecting me. But I had people messaging me I hope you're better at comedy than you are at choosing your fantasy football team. They took it.
Well, presumably you are, though, because one is your job that you're really good at and one is something you got asked to do by a TV show.
I think they thought I knew about football.
That you were red.
But I made it clear on the show that I shouldn't be on this show.
So can you give us a few of the names that are on that list?
So Barthez.
Let's start with Barthez in goal.
Because I chose Barthez because when I was young, when my dad Because I'm 31, so when my dad was dragging me to the pub to watch football, that was when Barthez was on. And I always kind of fancied him in a weird way.
He's got a sort of...
He did a lot of things with shorts, didn't he?
Yeah, he
likes to pull the ball. A lot as well, which says too much about me.
One of the few short sleeve goalkeepers in England as well. You see it on the continent, but it's usually too cold here. But Bart is stuck with a short sleeve.
Yeah. And one of the stories, didn't he get fined for having a piss on a football pitch or something?
Something like that.
Is that what
I'm not into piss, but I'm into rebels.
Yeah, of course. So that is the biggest rebel.
So he was quite fit, so I chose him. Also, like, I was really struggling. I don't watch football anymore, so I'm... All of it was just the football players I could remember from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of any other goalie apart from Barthez.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Who was before him?
Peter Schmeichel.
I remember that. And then is his son one now?
Yeah, Kasper Schmeichel.
For United.
No, unfortunately not. You couldn't pick him.
He made his career with Leicester.
Van der Sar. Do you remember he could have picked him?
Oh, I remember Van der Sar.
He's not bad, was he?
He was our bad.
Not a rebel, though. Not as good looking as Barthez.
Straight-laced, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He just does it by the book every time, Van der Sar.
Cantona and the Michael McIntyre
show. What did he do?
Singing his new songs.
What do you think of that? Cantona's musical career.
I went on holiday with my brother over Christmas, and we was in some bar, just me and my brother. We was in some bar in Mexico just listening to Cantona on my AirPods. It was fucking weird.
Would you see him live?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. He's my brother's favourite United player.
Oh, brilliant.
And my brother's like a massive red. So, like, he's my brother's like number one. Because my brother's 36.
Right, perfect age for that.
Would have been like Cantona. Thing. So, yeah. So I chose him. They were really annoyed with Phil Neville. They were livid that I chose Phil. But I only chose him because I chose Gary and I didn't want to leave him out.
Because imagine Christmas Day at their house when you've picked him, you picked Gary but you haven't picked Phil.
Yeah.
That's not fair, is it?
Well, honestly, I chose it. I think I chose some good ones. I had Roy Keane.
Yeah, that's good quality.
I had Beckham.
Nice. Yeah.
That works.
I can't remember who else.
Go on, give us one more. One more name.
I can't remember who
Nicky
else.
Nicky Butt.
Oh, I did. No, do you know who I had? Because I've always fancied him. He's the one who I fancy the most out of all the United players.
Go on.
Paul Scholes.
No.
I don't know why I fancy him.
No. Really?
He looks like the guy in front of you at the queue at the gym. Yeah. But, like, I don't know why. He's always done it. He just looks like a plumber.
What about that video? Did that get you going where he ate his daughter's...
He didn't eat him.
He got bite off his daughter's toenail. Have you seen that video?
Well, that won't get me going.
No.
Well,
have you ever seen that video?
My sort of thing.
Have you ever seen that video?
No.
Can I get you that up while she keeps talking?
It might ruin it. It might ruin the Paul Scholes for me.
Sorry.
But yeah, I always thought he was quite fit. Because I've seen that documentary, Class of 92.
Yeah.
Because he's what I mean, my brother's...
There's the picture of him.
I don't need to see that. But yeah, my brother's always tried to get me into United. So he made me watch that documentary. Tries to make me go to like a game year, but I just... Yeah.
It's nice of you to still make the effort, though.
Does
he come and do like anything that you're up to? Does he like your hobbies? Do you try and get him into
it? Yeah, we do. We went when we was in Mexico because it was just us two. We went to Mexican wrestling.
Fucking quality!
This last year we went and watched WWE live. That was fucking mint.
Do you love WWE stuff like that?
We did when we was kids. Now I'm not as into it, but it's just like the euphoria.
Yeah.
But we do loads of stuff. He's like one of my best mates, my brother's. So sad that name.
No, that's
but
not
it's
funny.
Like, so now we go on days out together. So last year, we went Limp Bizkit. We went and watched Limp Bizkit.
That was
great. And it was so funny because I wouldn't leave the side because he wanted to jump in the mosh pit. And there was like liquid being thrown at us, and he said that was pee. And I was like, the only pee I want to get covered in is positivity. I'm not getting involved in any of that. So yeah, we just like stood on the sides. But there was other comedians who I knew who were there.
Oh, lovely!
They were texting me like, "Come join in," and I was like. No.
Not for you.
So I kind of ruined it for my brother.
No, but that's still nice. You were there with him.
I was there and I had a good time and I'd still got involved in rolling.
Yeah.
And all that sort of stuff. So yeah, it was good.
Quality. I'm looking at how often do you go on your Wikipedia page?
Must be a lot. Never. If I had one, I'd go on it all the time.
Never. I went through it about 2 months ago because that's when I found out I had one. And it was quite detailed.
It's got a lot on it.
Does that worry you in a way, how much people know about it?
I don't know who wrote it, though. I feel like, my agent write it? Or did someone... I don't know. Did someone... Who cares? Who's reading it?
Who cares? I'm reading it right now.
I do know before I had Wikipedia, I was on, Wiki something.
Nice.
I can't remember what it was. And I remember someone showing it me, and it described me as being of moderate weight.
What?
Why is it describing you like your cattle or something?
I know.
You're to be sold at auction.
And I was
of moderate weight.
I was like, I'm ill. I'm too thin, if anything. This is disgusting. But I was like, oh no. But I don't Google myself. I Google myself quite a bit, but I only Google myself to get ticket links to tours. So when people are like, oh, where are you? I don't Google what am I doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm honestly not that bothered.
Are you living back around Manchester now? Are you living in London for a bit? How's it all coming back?
Is that
home?
On Wikipedia?
No. That's just because I've listened to an interview before.
Oh, right. No, yeah.
So how is that now, being back around the Northwest?
Great. I was in London for 2.5 years, and the last year I was saying to my agent, I was like, Annie, I'm going to burn this place to the ground.
What was why? What? Because you hear that, but what was it about it? That's just a bit shit.
I never really wanted to leave Manchester. I was just told, it's the best... try and get more tele, and to be honest, it did work. So
I can't argue with it.
But I'd rather do less telly and be home.
Oh,
that's
me.
I'd rather, and here I can work a bit less. My rent's cheaper.
Yeah,
I can have a weekend off every now and then instead of gigging every weekend. It's a very boring answer.
But no, well, it's a nice answer.
And also, I want to be near me grand.
Yeah, why did that get me emotional, Joe?
If everything gets you emotional. You like grand talk though, don't you? You're quite a big grand guy.
Yeah, grands are great.
Grand's in the 90s. Her and my granddad had the 70th wedding anniversary yesterday.
Oh, dear.
No, they've been married
What's
70
that?
Years.
What is that? So
70 years?
No. 70 years.
But what is... So, 50
you got
is
married
gold,
70 years ago.
60 is platinum. What's 70?
I don't know.
We're getting to, minerals that have yet to be discovered.
Yeah, I don't think people have done it.
That's never happened before. It's got
to
be
I do know. I asked them diamond. What they did to celebrate. They went to Lidl in the day, and then they came back. They had steak and onion and a jacket potato.
Oh,
if
that's anyone, well, man. Yes.
Can't be that. Yeah.
Apparently, it's platinum.
Oh, it is platinum.
Platinum.
Yeah.
What's 80?
Yeah.
That's never
for me.
No one's
has anyone ever
done
got to 80?
No one's done it.
To do 80 would be...
Sapphire.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oak is for 80.
Oak. You can't come back around to oak. Number one is paper, and then basically, if you make it to 80 years, it just circles back around.
Okay, that's shit, isn't it?
That's
unless
terrible.
Unless it's the oak of the first ever tree.
Yeah.
How would you get married for 80 years? What would you get married if you were 16?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not legal. Probably 8 years ago it was.
And then 96, you'd have to be.
That's,
and you got to hope that the other one's still kicking
that's
about.
That's doable, but so
how old
unlikely.
Are you now?
I am 28.
30.
Oh, I'm older than both of them.
Yeah, we're all in the same age bracket, innit?
We're not married. You're the closest to getting married.
I am engaged, yeah. Well, we need to sort out. It's hassle, you know.
No, I'm still shagging my ex, so I'm as far back as you can be from getting married.
Before the starting line, isn't it?
Are you in a relationship at a minute?
No, I've split up. Me and my ex have split up.
All right.
But we still speak all the time.
All right, it's
so
not.
So I need
it.
To get over that and then move on.
Yeah.
You know, he's scouse.
Scouse, how's that been?
Ew, it was alright. It was like Romeo and Juliet.
Well, someone else who's in a relationship, Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we've said loads of bloody Ethan.
I don't forget.
Your people are probably worried, thinking, "Is this a
what
podcast?
Have you had more of in your life, Ethan?
Is this
pies
or penis? Was that the offer?
Yeah, they're the options.
I probably favour more in favour of pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably because of taste.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it depends what you like.
Depends
if you're in the
is,
mood for it.
It.
It's, yeah. Both of you've got to be in the mood for them. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Some pies can fall a bit flat, can't they?
Just a little bit.
Cheese and onion.
Oh, actually.
Do you not like a cheese and onion pie?
I make an amazing.
Do you? You could cook.
My grandma taught me how to make my own shark crisp pastry when I was about 8.
Love it.
I can make shark crisp pastry. I don't do it, but I've done it before where I can make it without weights because I didn't have weights, so I measured it from eyesight.
Of the mind.
That's top level pastry, pastry making, isn't it?
But that's just because I've made so many pies. Because when I was at uni, I didn't.
This is the most like Mank story ever, isn't it? Just I was brought up on pie. Yeah.
So I went Salford uni, but even though I'm from Manchester, I still lived there because I wanted the uni experience, or whatever. Mm. So when I was in student at ours, we did a thing called Pie Days, right?
Where great.
Everyone would go get stoned all day, and I'd bake about five or six different types of pies. Then
all the
stoners would come and eat me pies and give me like the best compliments, and I'd just stand there receiving my compliments, and that's how I would get my high.
Really?
I loved it.
Cost you about 250 quid in ingredients, but it's worth it for the compliments.
No, but they are chipped in, and then I bake.
Oh, that's good.
And like, so did they. If you're baking pies in bulk, it's quite cheap, like flour. Yeah,
Mr. Kipling he's told us that, hasn't he? He's taught us that lesson. Tomorrow. Someone's put chewing gum under this table, by the way.
That's pretty.
Sorry,
disgusting.
But what is that?
This is your place of work, Joe.
This is a private studio that we run.
Step out of it.
Chewing gum under there.
Do other people rent this room?
No,
this is literally Joe works all day. I'm pretty sure it's not you when you've been stoned.
It smells like mine.
Oh, God.
It's not going to be that.
Can I talk about some of the TV you've done, including Fast Food Face Off?
Tell us about Fast Food Face Off.
I'll tell us about
Right, so it's a show that I did during lockdown. Don't get me wrong, I'm really glad I did the show. At the time, I was a vegetarian.
When it starts with that,
So I was a vegetarian and I hadn't had meat in like 7 years. Oh, wow. And then they were like, oh, we need you to eat meat to host this show because it was a show about takeaways. Bear in mind, it had been lockdown and I kind of needed the money. So I eat meat, don't worry about it. So I ate meat for the show. But then I actually ate meat a week before the show.
To practice,
because I've not had it in years, so I didn't want to like shit myself on camera.
When they turn up at World's Strongest Man, they've been working out, haven't they? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Same principle.
So I wanted to like train my body up, because I was going to have like, I was having chips with steak on it, like, so I didn't want to like just poo my pants. Mm-hmm. So I'd like train my body up, and then went and did it, and that was about 4 or 5 years ago, and I still eat meat.
Yeah.
And
it's
I
so
thought
good,
I'd go
though,
back
it?
To being a vegetarian.
It's
but
not possible.
No,
it's quite
not
difficult,
possible.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
We try and eat less meat.
Could you ever
not?
Be vegetarian, do you think?
Well, we try, like, me and my partner don't buy meat in the house, but when we go out, we do, like, you know, it's like treating ourselves, do you know what I mean?
When so throughout the week, don't we buy meat in the house.
Yeah.
What did you invite me around for the other day?
What do you mean?
You said it was darts and.
Yeah, but that was because
it was
a special guest.
What was it again?
Thai food.
Which
was like a beef shin Thai dish. It was quite nice, actually. But we.
And also, sorry, I've been around your house just twice, Joe.
Yeah.
And one time I've had a full English, and the other time you made me chicken wings. Was it like a brisket of sorts?
Yeah, chicken wings and a brisket in there. Yeah, two different types
of meat. Special occasion. The full
for
English.
Guests.
Yeah, for guests. The full English was the Women's World Cup final, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, classic. Everyone around the country was making a full English for the Women's World Cup final.
Yeah, Britannia. We're in the final against
the Lionesses.
Spain.
Was it in the morning, the final?
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah. I was in Leeds.
Did you not watch it? What do you mean you were in Leeds?
I don't know what else I could say.
You thought you had more to that story.
Well, we just sat outdoors and watched it in a little square in Leeds. My dad, they didn't allow beers, and so my dad had to stand at the side, and I didn't get to watch it with him. It was quite sad that we lost. So, you know, at least you had your full English. And what was the other one then? What was your other excuse?
We did come down with me, Joe, and Ethan.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Who won?
Well, we've not decided yet because Joe's not done his yet.
Okay.
It's been 4 months ago, but it's the taking part that counts.
Yeah.
Would you do a pie? If people were coming around,
I think I would. People would expect that of me, so I would do something different.
Yeah,
I don't know what, but I would. But you can literally make
a short crust with your eyes closed.
Yeah, but I can. I'm quite good at cooking, just in general.
Yeah,
I'm. Yeah, pretty good.
Can I ask? You talked about we work at Old Trafford. What other mad jobs have you had to do? Because obviously, being in your line of work, sometimes work's there and it's not, and like you might have to keep doing stuff on the side.
Yeah. So, well, the last couple of years,
it's just been
comedy. But like when I've been doing this 9 years, so the first like 5 years, you're not really making much money, so you have to do jobs on the side. And I did everything. Worked in loads of restaurants, call centre. I got sacked after like 3 weeks.
Why?
Because I said dog shit on the phone. So that.
What was the call centre?
So it was one that hired performers. RSPCA. So they work around your schedule because then you're like good on the phone.
Yeah.
But there was a girl, who did it. It was my line manager. She were in Waterloo Road, right? And I feel like she were pissed off that she's not in Waterloo Road anymore. And she was very strict. Like you could go in that job in your pajamas, like you could wear what you want. But she was the only one who wore a lanyard, and you're like fucking calm down.
Yeah, come on.
So anyway, she used to listen to me calls because I was on like probation. I was only there 3 weeks. I was on probation because you're only supposed to be on the phone for like 15 minutes maximum. But I was on the phone for over an hour twice.
Well, just chatting.
So then the second time I was on the phone and it got to like 40 minutes. So then she was like, coming over with a watch or whatever. And she then started listening to my car and she came over and be like, put the phone down. And I knew I was going to get sacked. So I was like, I'm on the phone. And then.
Well, it's your job.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like.
But yeah, were you successful in these long calls? Like, did you
Yeah.
What's she worried about?
But it was this woman, because I remember this woman, like, was having a laugh. I wasn't just chatting shit. Like, I was having a laugh with people on the phone. Yeah.
That does sound like another way of saying chatting shit then.
No, yeah, but I mean, like, I wasn't just talking and they weren't saying anything. Like,
yeah, it was back and forth.
Yeah, we was having a nice time. And this woman was saying, oh, I've had a shit day. You've really made me feel better. So I was like, I'm not going to put the phone down on her. And I know I'm going to get sacked. And then she was like, I'm just going in the garden a sec. Josh should pick me dog shit up. And I went, oh, you pick your dog shit up. And then that's what they got me on.
Really? Yeah. That's rubbish, isn't it?
But I don't think I did anything. Well, I don't think I was good at the job.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times I would feel too mean to ask people for money.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I used to just talk too much. So, yeah, I got sacked from
the job. So you couldn't really have been much worse at the job. Yeah. No. So you didn't do the job, and also you took too long to not do it.
Yeah. But everyone in the call centre loved me, so I was good for morale.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need that.
Do you know
sometimes.
What I mean? Like, it's a shit job, so it's nice to have someone to, like, whisper in your ear and be like,
run up a
cheer
up,
slag. Yeah. Like, everyone needs that. So I was doing that for quite a bit. Did that, for a couple of weeks. Worked in loads of different restaurants.
Well, you're at restaurants, like serving, waiting on us.
Yeah,
like
I was all right at that. But then, what else did I do? Oh, I was a cyclist delivery driver for Uber Eats, but I only did that for a couple of weeks because I accidentally cycled on the Mancunian Way and then started crying and then came off and ate the pizza and deleted the app. So that was mental.
Needed a little bit of therapy piece.
For those who don't know, Mancunian Way is a fucking hectic road.
It's a dual carriageway on top of a bridge with no escape.
Yeah.
I
was on there.
Did you just keep going then when you were on there?
I got on near Piccadilly. Do you know when it comes on Piccadilly?
Yeah.
So then I didn't get off till like, where, I don't know.
Yeah.
So like further on, it was so bad, and then all my family loved it. But it was, but that was when I was like, I was trying to find a job that worked around comedy because I was making money from comedy, but it's so hard to make the leap, like, and get rid of your day job. It's so scary. But that was one of the things where I was like, no, I need to.
Did you do it? Was it a good pizza when you came off?
I was like crying.
Whilst eating?
Yeah, I can't remember what the food was like. I remember eating the pizza, the bike being on the floor, me phoning my dad and crying. Another time I cried. This is so bad. I'm not good at jobs. I'm good at stand-up, so people should come and watch me live. But I'm not good at jobs. And another job I had was I was working as one of those charity muggers in the street, trying to, was raising money for deaf kids, right? And
I love that. Just a flick of the hand, like, fuck them.
No, but I mean, like, it was so hard.
For deaf kids,
it was £10 minimum. And was trying to help like deaf kids in school. That's a hard sell. When you're on the same street as like cancer research,
that's a
difficult sell. So you just get told to like fuck off all the time. And I remember we was outside the Irondale near, do you know where the tram stop bit is?
Yeah.
Near
Primark. Oh, the other end.
The other end. Near Printworks. And I was there. And right, so I love Saran Jones. Do you know Saran Jones?
Yeah.
Manchester actress. Yes. Great. She was
Saran Jones.
She was in Coronation Street.
I'd recognise her then.
Scott and Bailey.
Yeah, she's good in that.
Yeah, so she's from Chadderton.
Oh.
So yeah, Scott and Bailey. which is my favourite show. It's two female detectives in Manchester solving crime and balancing family life. Genius. Anyway,
I bet sometimes they struggle to get the balance right.
They really do. They really do, because they're solving murders and then trying to raise.
How could you possibly?
Leslie Sharp's trying to raise two.
Do you know what the worst thing is in those programs is where the kids are little shits.
Yeah, one of them is. She's a
rat. Like, don't get it.
You act together.
Honestly, because obviously, I'm trying my best here.
There is a scene where it's like. The kid is being a dickhead in the bathroom. She won't open the bathroom. And her mum's like, come on, come on. And then a mum's mate bangs on the door and is like, your mum talked someone off a building today. And she actually did. She's like, she saved someone.
She actually did. She's in there with him. She actually did.
But like, it's honestly, it's one of the best shows ever. It's like my Game of Thrones. Anyway, I was doing the charity mugging on the street. Yeah. And trying to raise money for charity, and basically you just turn to the next person and start chatting because you know you're going to get told to fuck off. So I just turn and start to speak, and it's Saran Jones, and she was in like a two-piece suit. She looked great, and she just come out of Selfridges, and she had Selfridges bag. I froze in the street, just looked at her. Dropped the clipboard, ran in the Andale's toilets, cried for about 15 minutes, phoned my mum, I was like, I've just met Saran Jones, came back and said to my manager, I have to go home. And then went home.
If there was a pizza around, I'd eat it. Yeah. But there isn't, so I'm just going home instead. And so
it is lucky that I ended up doing this, because I don't think I can do real jobs.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So what at the minute? What? So if people watching this can want to go see you, what are you doing at the minute? Are you on tour at the minute?
I'm on tour at the minute, but this tour's nearly done, so I'm writing next year's tour.
But you do the odd gigs here and there, so we can come watch.
Doing the odd weekend gigs. Well, I'm doing club gigs and stuff, but I'm just mainly working on the new tour. So as soon as one tour's done, I have a couple of months and I do another.
Brilliant.
So like, yeah, I'm writing the next one now, but then on. Doing my old one.
Do you ever accidentally say a new joke in the old set?
No, because I know I'm not allowed to, and it's so annoying because I've got some new jokes that I love so much, but I can't do them because I want them to come see me again. So, but it is annoying because I have got some new jokes that I want to do, but I have to wait till I do the next tour.
Oh, that must be interesting because you sat there going. This is fucking funny.
I've got better stuff than this. When you're telling me, you do get better every year, so you do feel a bit like
this tour's good, but I have a feeling my next one.
We'll put the link and
better.
Stuff to tour and your socials in the comments so people will be able to find it in the description. Sorry,
we're flying through the episode and it is time. Do you want to get the magical bag, Joe?
You said that a few times.
Shut up. Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely. Oh, that is sensational.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
I asked Joe to get you. Well, I mean, Joe, why don't you read out?
Right.
What I asked you to get.
So you text me. Let me just double check what you said. So
no, don't lie. I'm looking now.
I got a text that had clearly been forwarded. And it says, steak and kidney pudding, chips, peas and gravy.
Yeah.
So, if we look at the order... Now, I'm not from Manchester, so I wasn't quite aware of the sort of the minutiae of this order. But if you look at the order, it does say chips, and then it just says steak and kidney.
So it should
then
be.
Then it says mushy peas and gravy.
Ethan, do you know what the difference is between pudding and pie?
Get it all out. What about peas pudding?
What?
Peas pudding.
Oh, it feels like a pie.
That's the gravy. I think I might have accidentally...
It's a pie.
Oh, it's a pie!
What's the difference?
One sort of... I mean, Josh, what is the difference between peas and pie?
So we'll have to Google a picture.
Yeah,
We'll
put it on the screen as well after.
So, a pudding... A pudding is suet pastry.
And suet, is that a sort of, like a type of fat?
Yeah, so what you're looking at here...
So you chop it open and it opens. Oh.
It almost looks like a sort of creme caramel or something, shape-wise, until you bust into the bad boy.
This is still very good.
You could probably turn it on its head and it looks a little bit
like... It's not the same.
Oh.
We've
if you flip that upside down, what is the difference?
Because
it's not soft.
Because the suet pastry is soft, so you cut it open and it just like opens up like a flower blooming in the summer. But just like boom.
It's hot. It's hot kidney pouring out.
Yeah, but and like with gravy and stuff, it's so good.
I'm really sorry I got that right. I didn't
but we'll have to all just pretend it's the soft
but
suet
people
pastry.
I have had that before.
People only ever get it from the chippy because I've made my own and it's just a lot of effort.
Is it a ball like,
you have to boil it for fucking hours.
You boil it?
Yeah, you boil it. So it's steamed.
Steamed?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why steamed. It's so wet. Yeah, it's not cooked, it's steamed. That's why it's so thin. And also, they cook it in these specific tinfoils that they have made, which are so hard to find. So I ended up just wrapping tinfoil around a pint glass. So mine were fucking massive.
A full pint of gravy inside.
If you order it and it came like this, Josh, how would you assemble?
So let's assume that from now on, we're assuming that is the pudding.
Yeah, just
not
pretend that's the
right. So turn it upside down.
Turn it upside down. Looks all right now. We'll get the best of it.
By any other
name. Right, so you've got the peas. For the audio listeners, got some good mushy peas as well.
So it's from a chip shop as well, isn't it? Which is
we have to consider that it has been sat there for a little bit, so obviously the score, Joe.
Might as well also, might be worth saying, because I don't know if they do the pudding across the world and across the country. So if you're watching from somewhere that isn't Manchester, this might be more relatable anyway.
Yeah, they only do, they don't do the pudding in London. That's why I left.
And good gravy, right?
Thick, bloody hell.
Yeah.
You have to cut that with a pair of scissors.
Is it a bit too thick in
that's
way?
Not. What is that?
It
it's
is
like tarmac.
Wet. Yeah.
Joe, you got the perfect mouthful. Oh, he's putting it all in. For the other listeners, Joe had a little bit of pie, chips, gravy, and mushy peas. He's loving it. Now, this particular chippy, maybe not the chips are the best.
No.
But all in all, the flavours, why do you love it so much?
What? Gravy. Oh, I have to speak now.
Yeah, well, you have to sell the dream to us.
Well, this is not exactly what my dream was.
Do you mean the food or the podcast?
Yeah. I'm enjoying both.
Bit of both.
In a weird way.
Good.
This isn't exactly what I dreamt.
Right.
But it's like...
It's nearly there.
It's kind of like when I was younger... I went on Christmas Eve one night. I went to bed and my mum was pissed and I heard her say to my brother. My brother was like, "What did you get Josh for Christmas?" She said an Xbox. I was up all night like, "Oh my God, I've got an Xbox." I woke up and it was one of those, do you know those digiboxes with like the 28 channels? So it was like, it wasn't what I wanted, but it was still appreciated.
Still got E4 plus one. That's what a lovely message.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can still make the most of what you've got.
Yeah,
Joe.
Yeah. This is like... my sex etra to that situation.
This is your 10-minute preview.
Yeah.
How do we do this, Joe?
Well, we've got to rate it out of 10, haven't we? That is the
but
game.
But do
here.
You get a pint? Do you, for what happens because it's wrong order?
Well, that's right. I'll come to you, Joe.
The
you
thing
can
is,
be the,
I have
the
I have had the steak and kidney pudding before, so I can review that. I know what good chips taste like. The good thing about a chip shop is. They're almost sort of the same, really, aren't they? You can get a good one and a bad one, but they all taste the same when they're good.
Yeah.
So if this is a good version of this, I think we've put fish and chips in the 9 out of 10 club
fish
before.
Fish and chips got in there.
I think this is better than fish and chips.
Do you?
It's a big claim.
I used to work in a chipper, and this was pudding chips, and pudding sell more than...
Really?
No, actually, I don't know.
Pudding sells more than fish.
I don't know if
that's
I made
a big
that
claim.
I don't know if I made that. In my house,
yeah,
pudding sells more than fish.
Did you like to work in a chippy? Was it all right?
It was my first job when I was 14.
Oh, class!
Yeah, is that right?
On the benefits, I used to get chips.
I used to get a free pie at the end of everything.
Pie, not pudding.
Well, I used to walk home with it. It's hard to walk home eating a pudding,
yeah,
but you can just
soft
you can eat
out.
A pie out the thing.
For me, it's very
tricky.
Good.
It's
nice.
Oh, he's going to be tight here, Josh.
I like
You're
it a lot.
Tight.
I love chippy.
Do you prefer gravy to chippy gravy to chippy curry?
I usually would go curry, but that's if I'm having fish. If I'm having a
you
pie...
You can't have gravy and fish. That's
no, exactly.
Fucking mental.
But if I'm having a pie, I would go gravy.
100%.
Yeah,
100%. So this combo works for me. Let's get that out there from the very start.
But
I'm into it.
So would you rather... It's basically, the question is, would you rather... pie and gravy or fish and curry?
Well, here's the beauty of the 9 out of 10 club. We can enjoy both.
Okay.
They can
yes.
both be
yes,
in.
Can.
So
you
for
can,
me,
but I disagree. I wouldn't put lit.
This isn't the game.
Yeah,
you're here to present your
opinions
dish.
As well.
I think we can't now extract fish and chips out of the 9 out of 10 club. I'm going to say that this is 9 out of 10. Oh, yeah. I think it's brilliant. I love a pie. I love the pudding. Obviously, chips from a chippy are fantastic. Phenomenal. From a chippy.
Hang it out your ass with an hangover.
This is unbelievable.
It's so good.
Ethan, I mean, you were slagging off the chips when you came over, but what did you make of the rest of the meal?
No, fish is much better than a pie.
Mm. Oh, it looks being controversial.
Yeah, it's not controversial.
You won't just let you have your moment, Josh.
Fish is all right.
Yeah.
But I only really get it when I'm at a chippy down south.
All right. Because you can't get the pudding.
Well, they've got fuck all else to offer you. Their chippies are wank.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that parsley sauce that they have? What is that? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Where they do like a pie with like parsley sauce, that green sauce.
Crazy.
I've never had it, but I've seen it. Oh. I see that guy, what's his name, who's always in the...
Bosch guy.
I see him.
Oh, is it one of those fancy pies when you're at a train station, it's like 12 quid for a pasty and you just want to slap him?
The Cornish pasty company. Yeah. No, it's the other end. It's like 3 quid for a big plate and it's just pissing green vinegar everywhere.
Oh, that's awful. Ethan, what would you rate it out of 10 then? The pudding, peas?
Well, I would love to have the pudding one day.
Oh, don't be like that. I'm sorry, I messed up.
Well, the pudding is really nice. It's so soft and gentle. And it's really good if, like, you can't have solid foods.
Yeah.
Like, if something happens to your teeth, I recommend the pudding. Just like when you're older.
Yeah, puddings sell out in sort of palliative care hospices, don't they? You can't move for puddings.
The mobile chippy.
You can suck a pudding through the gap in your front teeth.
Yeah, of course you can. I've said it once, I've said it twice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it 9 out of 10 as well, because I always give the guests 9 out of 10, because that's just a thank you for coming on.
It makes its way into the 9 out of 10 club. Brilliant.
Would you actually give it a 9 out of 10?
I really do like pudding, chips and gravy. And that's just not me slagging you off again, Joe. But pudding is unbelievable.
Yeah. Pudding is good.
Pudding is good. And we will do it one more time. We'll do a redemption one day where we bring in pudding for you. Mm. In your memory.
I'll come on and have pudding.
Yeah, that'd be great. He said something then. Right, we're going to wrap up. Thank you very much for joining us. Josh, everything about what you're doing is in the description. But is there anything else you want to plug?
Nah, he's got
to have
just go through all of that. You've got as much time
just
as you want.
Why don't you just enjoy your lives and be happy to someone today?
Oh. What a lovely way of saying it.
I'll slap him and have a pudding.
See you later on.
Bye.
Bye.
Yep. Wait, Ethan.
Yeah. Ta-ra. See ya.